This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the house, back in the building. This is the end of the month, or the beginning of the month, the way you look at it. It's either the end of May or the beginning of June.
All right.
But either way, we're back here. We got a packed house. Let's introduce ourselves. Lindsay, welcome back. Welcome back to town. Yeah.
What up, yo? Lindsay Jennings.
Where were you now? Tell people where you were.
I was in L.A. just now. I've been in L.A. for a bit, but I went on tour with the Suicide Girls all over last year, yeah. So I'm going back this fall.
How many nipples did you see on that tour? All of them?
All the nipples. I mean, I live at the Suicide Girls house in L.A. right now, so I just see nipple all day every
How
day.
How great is that?
Not as great as you think.
I mean, I know it's a mess in there. I know those bitches are a mess.
You're thinking but it's you with your you penis.
Yes, right. With me, me and
different
my penis.
Situation.
Me with my me penis.
Oh, that house just seems like it would just be coochie eating all day.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, but yeah. I'm not really involved, to be honest. I'm not much of a coochie eater.
Well, speak for yourself.
But I'm pretty sure one of the girls is possessed, so that's fun.
Why don't they have cameras in that house?
Have cameras in that house.
That's the most Suicide Girl thing I've ever heard say.
Oh, it's like
one of the girls is possessed.
I'm like,
one. I think all of them.
Yeah, probably a few. But the one in the house, yeah.
So are they making a TV show or something out of this?
No.
It seems like you would do that, don't it? Let's go around the table first, Steve.
There's so many times, yeah.
What up, Stevie Lou, Stephen Lewis, Stevie Lou Comedy.
Tell him what I call you, Steve.
The White Flavor Flav.
Oh my God, that's accurate.
Yeah, boy.
It's just his energy.
You're right.
Welcome. This is your first time on tonight.
First time on,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Yeah. Pascal, I ran into Pascal, the fat black pussycat. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Pascal. Go by one name, like herpes.
There you go. Oh, y'all got some bits. You got a couple bits in them. He came in swinging. And where you from, Pascal?
From Dirty Jersey.
All right, and you grew up there, born and raised?
Yeah, man.
Okay, and you a fan of Race Wars, right?
Is that? Yes, sir.
And you came through to the show. Explain to people.
I came to the show just, you know.
What was it, Saturday? What day was it?
Oh, that was two Saturdays ago, the 18th.
Okay.
Was it the 18th? Yeah, one of them did.
Okay. And
Yeah, I came through, wanted to see what it was like, and then you showed out.
Okay.
I give you credit for that. You showed out.
Thank you, young boy. Thank you. Make sure you tell the pastor at church.
You make white people feel comfortable. I like that.
That's right. Well, I have to. I mean, they're so nervous, you know. The only way you get what you want is make them feel relaxed.
I looked
around
all the way around. I was the only nigga in there, so.
Yeah. Well, the staff. The staff was still there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Was that the early show? That must have been the 6 o'clock?
Yeah, the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I did an hour.
I was scared the manager was going to tap me on the shoulder and tell me to get back to work. But
really?
Yeah.
He's still doing bits. That's how
that that wouldn't even land. But
he ain't even dribbling. He's
I was like, wait, you work there? What? That's so dumb.
He's not even dribbling. He's just shooting the ball here. He had to travel at least twice.
He's coming in hot.
So, wait, how
K-Ron,
did you?
K-Ron, say hi, too.
Hi. Ooh.
White daughter.
I just snarfed juice. Snarf. Yeah, hi. Snarf.
All right, go ahead. What are you about to say, Lance?
Oh, I was just going to ask him to tell us how he got on this podcast, because that's fucking cool if you're a fan of the podcast.
And I invited him right away.
You just were like, oh, come through.
Come through.
Good energy, man.
So all you got to do is go to Sherrod's shows, and you can get on Race Wars.
I think people figured it out. I always invite people. We met so many people just running into them. And just invite him to the show. I think that's how we met our go-to gay Tommy.
He got into a Twitter beef.
Twitter beef, a Facebook beef for Kurt, yeah.
No, specifically. He's a Twitter warrior.
That's how we meet some of the best people.
That's how I got on today.
What's that? Oh, that's right.
Well, come on.
But I know you.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know Pascal.
Yeah, that's different.
I thought you were just fucking around mostly when you invited me on, but
yeah.
Then I realized.
I didn't think you would take me seriously.
That is
embarrassing. I was hoping you did. Hey,
wow, man. That is humiliating.
What do you want me to do, man? I just want to eat.
Oh, fuck. I just drank somebody else's water.
It wasn't mine.
No.
It was like 3 shows ago.
It was like leftover. Oh, God.
It's just what you get for reaching all the way over here for it.
No, I didn't. I just put it over there so that I wouldn't reach for it. It was
right
here.
Oh, now I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to drink it. The tour was how long, this Suicide Girl thing?
Well, we did 3 months on, 3 months off, 3 months on. Yeah.
Wow.
6 months.
And how many towns? How many shows?
70
shows.
Well, no, 70 towns, and then each tour was, yeah, actually, each tour was, I don't know, it depends, like 65 or 60.
Now, what would a young man or a young woman expect to see if they came to a one of these tour dates, a Suicide Girls show?
A bunch of girls trying to try to squeeze their art into a crazy nerdy show. Like, it's like, I'm like, oh, well, let me do my stand-up real quick.
And okay. Then, so it's, you know, like, so a, it's like a variety show of things?
It's like a variety show, yeah.
Okay, so it's not all them. About just tits and ass.
No, but it's mostly about tits and ass.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Boy, did you almost lose me. So you come out and you do your comedy up front?
Mm-hmm.
Because after titties and shit out, nobody want to giggle after that, right?
You know what? I still win them back after it sometimes, too, because I'll do, like, it depends if I'm hosting or if I'm just, like, I ended up tour managing and doing stand-up on the last tour, so I was, like,
goddamn, you a player manager.
Hustling. Yeah, I was working all day.
It's
and
like
then
the Bill Russell of this shit.
Having to, like, load in, set up our fucking merch, get fucking food for everyone, make sure these wow. bitches are fed and, like, sober enough.
How many girls?
On
this whole tour, like,
there's
traveling.
Always like 12 people on the tour, but there was like 30 different people that went. Like, they had all
like
the people.
Swap
but,
out, swap in.
Yeah, but I did the whole tour. The last tour, I did the whole tour as a manager. But if I'm hosting, I'll do like, you know, like four bits in between. So
oh,
like
in between the
start
show.
Start with 10 minutes and then, yeah, just throw jokes.
So what would close the show? Who was the big closer on the show? They have big titties. Were they peers?
They would just they would just have everybody. Yeah, there's always like a closing number with.
What, everybody on the stage at one time?
Yeah,
and that's got to get territorial. Karen, back me up. You know how bitches get.
I know how bitches get.
So it's got to be kind of territorial. Bitches trying to outdance each other, outwork each other, starting
yeah,
fires with their coochie.
Yeah, but there's going to be a natural dominance hierarchy that emerges
yeah.
really quickly.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the meanest, yeah. hardest, hottest bitches yeah. all the way at the top, and then the kind of slow messes.
You saying to me, it's kind of like an Orange Is the New Black kind of politics going on with this?
It's always, here's the secret, like, it's always Orange so Is the New Black.
Ah, so who was in charge out there?
Wait, what?
Whoever was on the tour the longest, like, you said you did all the dates.
Yeah, there's a girl who was
that's
like
being locked up the longest. Like, right.
Yeah, we literally would talk about it like it was jail. We literally would talk about yeah. it like it was jail, and we used to do an Orange Is the New Black number, like, in 2014. But anywho, yeah, I mean, I feel like there's the girls who have been on it the longest, yeah.
Who,
so I'm like,
who on a tour them. Nobody fucks with? You like
me.
Listen.
What do you think?
I knew
Come
she
on.
Was the craziest bitch. I knew.
That's why I ended up tour managing.
I knew Lindsay was the craziest bitch. I wanted her to say it.
Yeah.
Did you have, but not crazy. I'm crazy, like, I tell people what to do, and I'm just like,
and you're ready to scrap
together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to act. I don't want to scrap.
You don't want to scrap, but
I don't want you to get hurt.
There we go.
Oh my God, I said that to one of the students. Like, you met her. Circa was here the other day. Not the other day, the other year.
What's her name?
Here with her, Circa.
Oh, Circa.
Yeah.
Is that the wolf?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're not friends anymore, remember? But.
That's right.
we just
I mean, I missed the last two episodes, but yeah. She's out with the wolf.
Yeah, she got mad at me because I don't know why we were talking about fighting, but she like was like.
Circa?
Yeah, we were jokingly like coming at each other, and then she was like, let's fight on my Snapchat. People would pay for it, like joking, you know?
I
and
would,
I was like,
I
and
would.
Then, yeah, but I was like, I had to be a one way fight. And she, I could tell she got actually offended, and then she was like, I know Muay Thai. I was like, oh, you do? Let's hit pads. And she was like, oh. I was like, you don't
she
know Muay Thai.
Nine.
She didn't know. She didn't even know what hitting pads was.
yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you don't know Muay Thai.
She know a bitch named Muay Thai.
She's like, my roommate teaches me. But
yeah, so you were the muscle.
I'm the muscle. Yeah, I'm the, like my friend Nikki was like, Nikki was another like veteran. I guess she's been on it for 5 years. Too.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. Slow down now, Karen. You saw what I saw.
I heard it.
Even the way you explained Nikki, was Nikki your biggest pushback?
No, she's my closest friend on the tour. I fucking love her. Stop giving me
keep
more.
Keep your enemies
time.
Close, Karen. Yeah.
Don't say no. I like that was just a side thought. But what okay. was I saying? Oh, she said she was like Lindsay's the person that could kill all of us, but she would never do that.
You would. Do it, nigga. They
no.
don't know you as well.
If they push me.
Then no. you would do it.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, if I had to.
Did you almost get into a fight out there with somebody? Who
I,
didn't know
I
how
only
to listen?
Got into a wife
somebody was
fight.
Lazy. Every time you told them something, they didn't do their shit.
Yeah, that,
you
no.
trying to do your job and other people's job. Now here come this bitch.
Oh,
got to do one thing and she can't get it right.
I did everybody's job. You're right.
I know. I know it. I know how she operate.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, if it ain't gonna be done right, I'm gonna do it myself, and that
fuck,
makes you want to kick
yes.
ass.
Yeah, I was so mad at the end. By the end of
here
tour.
We go.
I like broke down at the last show. I got like really drunk and fucking.
Because it all caught up to you
after the show, but yeah, it all caught. I was like crying so hard, like on the way from we had a show in Ventura. It was like from Ventura to LA, and I just was like bawling.
Then you tell those bitches about themselves.
And then I thought I could roll out of. I lived in the top bunk. I thought if I this is how fucking retarded I was. I thought if I rolled out of the top bunk, gravity would take me into the second. And I just went down.
You sociopath.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Isaac Newton tried the same thing.
That's how it works. Yeah.
What goes up must come down, then curve under and go into a bunk. I think he said that with an apple.
I thought gravity would curve you gently in.
Yeah,
and
then you just hit the ground. I thought I was going to do parkour. I don't know. I really thought I had it. Yeah.
Drinking that night?
I was like, I was hammered.
She's like, the rotation has to.
I was like, yeah, I could just swoop right down into the middle bunk. And then I was
so
like,
you hit the ground.
Hit the ground crying.
Did you scream and tell these girls about themselves at the end? At the end, when it all bubbled over, and you was like, "This look,
I told
I love you, bitches."
I told everybody about themselves every day, and that's why they would get mad at me.
Okay.
Because I was just like, and I'm also like a clean freak, so I'd be yelling at bitches for being messy. That was like the main problem on tour. People,
I know
messy.
They're messy bitches. Huh?
Girls are gross sometimes.
Can you even imagine?
Girls are gross sometimes.
Sometimes. Look at any woman's bathroom at any club.
No, not me.
That ooh, shit looked like a OCD. Civil War movie.
Why are you walking in the women's bathroom? Though?
Because that's where I do my drugs. Pascal, stay at Pascal's place.
I'm trying to figure out. Maybe you're going to something. I don't know.
Take a peek in there. You'll see me and then a mess.
Pascal's new around here.
He don't get it. He's a young boy. Pascal, what high school you went to down there in Jersey?
West Orange High.
West Orange High. So you grew up in West Orange?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you ever go over to EO?
Yeah. I grew up in Orange and then for high school. I went
to the white people like this. What's EO?
What's happening? What's going East on? Orange is, why are you doing this right
it's
now?
A more, East Orange is a more black, less Jewish form of New.
That's why they have a cool name like EO.
EO.
They ain't going to just go with East Orange. They ain't black people style. And West Orange are like this. We're West Orange. We are West Orange.
West Orange. Oh
so God. You were living in a good neighborhood.
Yeah, my parents, you know, immigrants, they did what they had
where
to
they from,
do.
Jamaica?
No, Haiti.
Haiti, all right,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they came over here first generation? So
yeah,
you
I'm
first generation
American, yeah.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister.
And what's she do? Nurse?
She's a nurse.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Boom. You saw that? Nurse. Hit the 3.0, nigga. Nurse. I know my people.
Yeah.
All right, nice. And you went to college as well?
Yeah, Philly Dickinson, FDU.
There you go. I went to Morgan State. Yeah. Now, when the first white girl you dated?
Never. Never been with a white woman.
Whoa.
Yeah. Racist dick.
That's racist dick.
Racist dick. Racist dick.
You do know it's not up
your
to the guy, right?
Would have, I mean, if you could spit that game, this girl's out there wanting everything.
Yeah, I'm a little too rough for white
girls. Well, your parents would have, no, you ain't. Did you just hear her suicide stories? You think you're too rough for this tour? They would eat you alive and spit you out. A bus full of white girls.
Oh, man. For a while, I was the only white girl on tour, actually.
And you called them out on it all the time, didn't you?
No.
You reminded those fucking mongrels.
No, they were like, randomly, everybody was like, oh, shit, Lindsay's the only white person here. And then they were like, but she's not really white.
Yeah, you're not. No, you scare white people.
Exactly.
Sure. White people see her coming and cross the street to the black people's side. I ain't losing my shit. Black people didn't have a choice. I see her tattoos. That was a choice.
That's true.
Yeah, I know how to break it down. So you never dated anybody not black?
Yeah, I've dated Hispanic girl and Asian, but
I'm about to say Asian,
with,
but I
never been with a.
Well,
I want an Indian girl.
What kind of Hispanic? What do you mean you want one? You want to go on eBay?
Shit, if I could.
Well, if those grades are right, Daddy get you one for Christmas. I want one.
Who's your white crush?
White crush. Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Okay, yeah. That's a good
question. Well, now I want to know
you had to go white.
Who's your Indian crush?
You had to go white.
Yeah.
Because you want an Indian
Max's girlfriend is in. I had an Indian girlfriend. Had everything girlfriend.
Just like an everyday Indian girl. Indian they're thick. You know,
he's stuck on a white woman. He couldn't even shoot one out quick.
So you know, that's Indian.
You had
like,
to do a white woman.
You interested.
Scarlett Johansson.
Here we go.
All right.
Whoa. She's
Avengers.
Here's another one.
Wait.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's Colin Hill's fiancé.
She's taken. That's right.
I can't believe that.
It's disrespect, man.
She's taken, man.
He said, "How the fuck do I know?"
Page 6. You act like I sit there and just keep checking her out.
It ain't right.
And
what you gonna say next, Tom?
One.
What okay, you gonna say next, Tom? Papa wife? You disrespectful, nigga. That's my boys.
Mrs. Papa, how dare you? You animal.
All right, nice. Would your parents freak out if you came home with a girlfriend that was white?
I don't know.
You really know. You really a liar. Don't you don't lie.
My parents like to lie. I wouldn't care.
But if
sudden,
they came face to face with it, your yeah, mother
you know.
Ain't going to say, your father probably high five you behind your mother's back.
I think he's more racist than my mother.
Okay, here we go. See?
There we go. I think he's more racist.
That was racist, Karen. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got on here. It's like, so it's your daddy, huh, nigga?
Yeah, it might be. But I don't really give a
but
fuck.
But he's been through some real white racism, though. Not the bullshit you think you've been through.
They killed for their freedom. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but like, that was generations ago. I know yeah, Haiti, and for those who don't know, Haiti was the first black independent fucking nation in back. The Western Hemisphere. Yeah. That's why they're still in debt to the fucking World Bank because yeah. they charged them for fighting for their own freedom. They're still paying the debt for killing French people for their own freedom.
Honestly, I think
they still on the papers. They're still paying back for that. That's why they don't have money.
Hey, well, I think they killed the white people a little too early. They should have waited a little bit longer for the country to develop a little bit.
There you
more.
Go. That's that West Orange them. Talking right now. Now that nigga think all white people need, you need white people for infrastructure?
East Orange.
He ain't in EO. He's in EO. He's in WO, nigga.
Not in the
WO. It's like, maybe we should have saved some white people. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Just so we got running. He was like, all right. Now it's time to get him.
Yeah. Stop it. Listen, America changed
look,
you, man.
Look at... Look at the Bahamas and all these other countries. They waited a little bit longer, and then eventually they're set up a lot better.
The Bahamas, first of all, they were under brutal fucking imperialism.
Well,
they
yeah.
got beat into submission. So I mean, it ain't a joy to be beat into submission.
Well,
Haiti was like this. You ain't not going to beat me into submission. I'm going to fight for my fucking freedom. And I think that's what everybody would say. Nobody going to be like this. Keep your head low. Take about 2-3 blows. Before you know it, we'll be a resort.
Pina coladas.
You like daiquiri, nigga? Then shut up before you fuck it up for everybody. I don't think that's how it works.
It's worth a
Do
shot.
You like daiquiri?
Oh my God, you're killing me.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. Haiti daiquiri. Went through a lot, is what I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, Bahamas ain't, like the people, their history ain't better off. They might have had a better conclusion in the end, but look at Cuba. Cuba fought back and they still got their independence.
Yeah, but they were dealing with a trade embargo. That's why they stuck in like the 1960s, right?
Yeah, 50s.
The cars out there are all like from the 1960s.
Awesome.
That's all yeah. people. When you go there for tourism, you take pictures with the cars.
Who knew that sanctions would make all your cars fucking awesome?
You get a good
you
Cuban
still
mechanic.
Got a Chevy running from 55, nigga?
Right. Maybe cars used to work better though.
Oh, they always they did.
Yeah. Like they only had like 8 things that needed to connect.
Nobody's going to have an embargo now and like 30 years from now, still driving a fucking Honda Civic. Yeah. Like, this still runs.
Actually, no. If any car did, though, it would be the
it
Honda
probably
Civic.
Would be.
I mean, I did have a hatchback.
Lindsay drives a hot ride, though, right? You got.
I don't have a car.
Looks like you drive a hot rod, though, right? If anybody's going to drive a hot rod here.
Like no. The top down?
I want a Tesla.
I want one too.
I used to want a really Hummer don't. When I was like in high school. I wanted like a
Now you want a Tesla? What are you, Tiffany Haddish?
No, I want a Tesla.
Take a
yeah.
Hummer right now.
I saw her. I've seen her.
All right,
before.
There we go. Let him get his dumb joke in. I'll take a Hummer right now. You adolescent. But no, a Hummer right now? But there you go. So you want a Tesla? Why?
Because
it's the hot new sexy thing.
Yeah, probably. Work. And because it's efficient and because it's electric, you know? It's electric.
Boogie, yeah, yeah. I knew that was coming.
Fast, too, right? Those things are fast as fuck.
Yeah, and no. They can do ballet, apparently. Yeah. So that's really why I want it.
No, they haven't worked the kinks out.
Although, I heard that they've been blowing up. Did you hear about this? Like, but most
couple,
of the time
yeah.
it's
yeah,
after they've gotten fire. Into an accident, but it'll be like after the accident, your car's at home and it just blows up, goes on fire.
Oh, I thought you meant like on social media.
They're not getting hit.
They blew up and then they literally
blew up. Instagram.
Those cars are trending.
But there is, yeah, they are trending and on fire. There is one that apparently didn't get in an accident and just blew up for no reason.
Really?
Yeah, so now
it's gonna happen. Like a motherfucking
hack the car, you know?
Like a Model T never blew up. Nigga, it's new. Yeah. Give us some time. It'll stop blowing up. Stop being so rich so early and being able to afford this shit.
Yeah,
they're not that expensive.
You know who's never injured in a Tesla accident or blowing up?
Who?
Poor people.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Never injured.
Yet,
never around.
Well, they get injured in other ways. They get shot.
Not in other ways, but never with a Tesla. So it's
that's
just
not true. They're not that expensive.
It's a rich injury, if anything.
They should be more expensive because they're not doing great.
It's the name, though. Well, it's the man. It's the man.
I believe, I don't know what's going to happen to death. I believe in Musk. That's why I would go
Elon?
For Tesla. Yes.
Yeah. Why,
you can
you
put your faith in Musk. Did you see his?
No one else believes in him.
SpaceX, nigga. That's what
you
saying.
Yeah, but they're all jealous haters.
Blowing up there.
Yes. Did you see his Rogan?
Like, I do like. Yeah, that's what's Rogan. He smoked weed, nigga. We smoke weed every day.
He got a flamethrower.
Yeah, but he's like, no, he's just like an uncommon, like a like.
I just like that he's an oddity and he's interested in knowing and learning and doing, and that's what I like about him.
Right. He's a. You know what he is.
But I also think his dick tastes funny. Anybody else?
Oh my god.
South African dick tastes funny. I've heard.
Just tastes so mechanical.
Like holy wafers or whatever.
Mechanical.
Like the communion.
It tastes like a penny.
Yo, she just compared this man's dick to a Eucharist.
Race wars. Let's talk about something else that's trending. Karen, you put me up on this. The Milo thing. Because Milo was is a friend of a Race Wars, the show. And apparently he's running into some pushback here in New York City.
Yeah, well, he runs into pushback everywhere.
What happened?
So this is what I know.
I know all
this
about
is what
this,
I think
so.
I know.
Okay, you know about it? Yeah, okay, go ahead. Wait,
okay,
don't embarrass
story
me.
Short.
I can help out.
You better know more than him.
Don't fuck this up. he was supposed to Legion of Skanks.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
He has been on Race Wars. Great episode.
Best friend of the show. He has... He was supposed to do Legion of Skanks, and they were supposed to do it at the Creek.
But big shout out to Big J and all the boys.
Big shout out to the Creek as well.
And the Creek. Legion of Skanks end of June is a festival they put on every year. Go.
Right. So Skank Fest.
I'm in it too. I'll be there. Skank Fest. Yeah, Skank Fest. Yeah.
No, but no. This isn't for Skank Fest. It's already happened. This was for the podcast.
Oh, this was for the podcast alone?
Yes. So
they broadcast the Creek in the Cave every Monday.
Okay.
Right. So they had to move it, I guess, for security.
Right.
And people freaked out.
So they wanted Milo on their episode.
They announced him
out. Right.
Exactly. On their show.
And stupidly, they just put out the poster. Milo's going to be here next week.
No. Why is that stupid? You got to promote your show.
They admitted afterwards.
We had Milo on. We promoted it. And it turned out great. Right.
It was great.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah. So, everybody freaked out. And
No, don't say everybody.
Let me get everybody out. Everybody freaked out.
Right.
Them being, see how you made me make it weird just now the way I had to tell the story.
Sorry to use English.
It's like these open micers that you don't know.
Okay.
Who hang out at the Creek? The Creek's a whole scene. The Creek's like this open mic-y scene.
The Creek
scene.
Is kind of like
some good
shows. It feels
there.
Like a place for runaways.
There's a couple
sometime.
Comics who
it
spoke
is.
Out.
Rebecca's like, Rebecca owns the Creek. Rebecca Trent owns the Creek, and she's this like very like lovely maternal woman.
But she's the boss. It's her place though.
She's the boss. She's queen of the Creek. And but like it's
and
like a
kind of Long
place.
Island City. Because she's like in that community there, so if things happen at the Creek, the whole fucking community kind of looks at them like, "Yo, what's going on?"
Those Puerto Ricans angry, huh?
she's the Creek mom, so everybody's mad at Creek mom now.
First of all, she shouldn't be Creek mom. She'd just be the owner and runner of that establishment.
Yeah, but she's...
Now, maybe do you think that all these open micers who you said got angry at her, all the comics, they because they feel like she's their family instead of the owner of a club.
Yo, 100%. Rebecca doesn't.
She's not a house mom.
Rebecca
she's the owner.
But she plays it also in a very maternal way with people. So she doesn't get the respect from people who hang out at the Creek as much as for being a businesswoman.
Right.
Her running that business for years and years.
Do you think that line got too blurry and that's why this pushback is coming like that? From this sector of people?
That line stays blurry. That's like the appeal of the Creek also. It is like a homey place. Okay. Rebecca does take care of everybody. She feeds everybody on Thanksgiving. And
she's
like,
the Mrs. Garrett of
Christmas,
if you will.
So they're upset that he showed up. Or like
that she allowed it. Yeah, so he was booked and she allowed it.
Right. They were upset that she would even allow him to be booked there. He didn't even show up yet. Yeah. He didn't come there.
She doesn't run by all the guests that the Legion of Skanks have. She said that on record that she doesn't get like a list of who's coming in. But once she found out that he was coming on, she found out who he was, and she heard about the response.
Right.
She kind of pulled back and they had a discussion.
And then they changed the location.
Can we move it to a different location? That was actually Milo's people were the ones that said, "Hey, listen, we need like special security if this is the case." Because people were like, it wasn't just open micers. It was like some actual comedians from the New York City scene who were starting to really shout out the Legion of Skanks and Rebecca, trying to say all this shit about them, like talk some garbage. It was really just this left-wing conservative point of view that was overcoming their sensibilities.
I question Rebecca's, if she said she got upset about, unnerved by the response to it, and that's why she wanted to move it. I respect that.
So that wasn't the case, though.
But if she, it's her club, it's her place.
Right, for sure.
She can do what the fuck she want to do there.
And she does.
We had Milo, I'm going to say again, we had this stand-up New York. We had Milo here. It wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. We brought him here. We had the show.
But here he wasn't, there couldn't be an audience.
We had audience. We had people sitting in this motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but
like, damn right. Filmed it. Filmed it downstairs. Got video of the whole shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. I was at the
public
bar.
Audience, because that would be kind of
because
scary,
it was like,
know?
It's just a voice. It's like, first of all, we all.
Why do white people?
I don't care if you're like a comedian a or activist or asshole. We all got freedom of speech.
Yep.
Right.
So if he ain't got it, we ain't got it.
I believe that.
So if you're going to say Milo can't be here to say stuff, then what's stopping you from saying, hey, comic, that joke you do, you can't do that here.
Right. That's
what's to stop that shit?
There are people out there saying that kind of
exactly.
Though, right?
So,
and they're,
so
they call
that
themselves
in?
Comedians.
Where's
you know?
That shit in?
Yeah, but also it's should like, right here, it's right like now. Grow up. Like all of this is a business. The Creek's a business.
Yes.
Stand Up New York's a business. Yes. This podcast is a business.
Yes.
Comedy's a business. Let people do their business. How do you think this works?
Yeah.
Telling people not to show up and do stuff?
But, they're calling for a boycott of the Creek. That's what they were calling for.
Who? Oh my
Wait. Well, let's slow down.
So I don't want to.
Who's they calling for?
They're calling for.
Was they, when you say they to me, I'm talking Earth.
Right, right.
Now, narrow it down to the seven people we're talking about.
Yeah. If you go onto the Twitter, you can see who Luis J. Gomez was arguing with over the past couple days. You know, I'm not going to just go out here and blow names up and stuff like
you're,
that.
But we can see it.
There's legit. There was like, Jake Flores.
Okay.
Was, you know that comedian?
Oh.
I don't know.
He was like kind of leading because like, he's a Cumtown guy. He's friends with Nick Mullen
and
all
that.
He's like someone on that. Show
okay,
bunch
yeah.
or because, a character on that show.
Yeah. Nick Mullen, a family of the show.
Right, exactly.
Just saying
so,
you shouldn't
know,
have that
like,
dude
so,
on.
So yeah, and apparently like, because Jake was on Twitter, he's a Twitter guy, you know, so he was getting loud out there going against Lewis, who was also a Twitter guy,
another
loud mouth, the prank and rattlesnake, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
it got
imagine
fucking wild.
That
was like a wrestling
it was, you know?
So
they got heated and like, and then apparently even like Big J, Okerson ran into some other comedian two nights ago and he had something to say about it, you know?
Ooh,
and like, it's been
something like what?
I got something to say.
Yeah, someone said
yeah,
to Jay and like
Jay?
The kid had nothing to say because you know how Jay is, you know? He handles his business and he's a
plus he's
good
like,
man, stand up man too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's smart
and a champion of the freedom of speech. You know, and wears those fingerless gloves too. So
yeah. There you go. That was a dig at Jay.
No, of course not, man. I love Jay.
But but it just sounds ridiculous. Whole thing.
Sounds
so where did they? It sounds ridiculous. Where did they move into?
It went. I mean, it went to the Guest Studios. Ralph.
Okay.
And did
the maid say no? Not in here where I cleaned the microphone.
They had a good show. The show was pretty good.
Yeah,
know?
I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Milo's a good. Yeah. He's a good.
It was entertaining. Yeah.
He's a good guest.
He actually called like he called the immigration on the air. On some pitch.
That's not cool. No, that's not cool.
He's agitating.
That's not cool.
He's agitating right
friend
there.
Friend of the show on probation.
What did his black husband say about that?
Right? Yeah, he probably beat his ass when he got home.
No, black men don't beat. Why would
right.
you go
shit,
there with it?
Shit. He said he was into that sort of thing.
Did you hear what he said?
He said he was into that sort of thing.
You are a racist, sir.
Fuck. Well, he's in the right place.
More than my father. You're a bigger racist than my father.
And that's saying a lot. So Rebecca, so people went at Rebecca on Twitter saying, how could you,
and
our mom.
That's so stupid.
All of our mother, how could she?
Yeah, she's the best, Rebecca.
But we feed from your teat.
Yeah, they do feed from her teat. And it's like, where else are you going to just be a low-key alcoholic and play video games?
Where's
like,
my money?
In
get the money.
Machines
dude,
are crazy
come
down
on.
There. Yeah. All right, but I have a question. Do you think the comedians were pushing back because they didn't want to be affiliated with that show?
No, first of all, these comedians, who affiliated anything with them?
Nobody knows them anyway.
Oh, so it's a whole bunch of, like, no names?
It's not big names. No, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Not big names, but.
Not that I know anything about this or who they
Nobody's
are.
Nobody's like, hey.
That's why.
There's no comedian big enough to say, I don't want my crowd missing with. Nobody's
okay.
I know Jake Forrest, too. It's like one of these weird situations where I know both sides of the fight. You know, so Jake is.
Which side are you on?
I mean,
you sound like you're in a
Jake
Forrest.
I'm a Legion of Skank guy. You know what I mean? I'm a Skank guy.
Fight's a strong word for what's happening.
You're gonna be on both sides. Both sides got
this. No,
I gotta say, Jake in person is a good guy. You know, and he's always been a good comedian. He had his door kicked in by immigration. He was the comedian who threatened INS, and they ended up kicking his door in and putting a gun to his head. So that's like how he kind of got big. You know what I mean? So he has
big
like skin in the
game. Big is a strong word for Jake Flores.
Don't ever say that's how he got big.
That is kind of like how he blew up.
You
know? He's an
well,
Austin.
Stand outside and say Jake Flores to 10 people they want.
He's a very funny Austin comedian. He's been around for like 10, 15 years. He's an Austin comedian.
Yeah.
So.
When they kicked his door in Austin?
Yeah, he made a joke. He was like, if the joke was like, I'm paraphrasing. It was on Twitter. It was like, if you want to be a white person who like misappropriates another race, you have to go shoot an immigration officer.
And then they'll kick your door for that. They'll kick your door for that. Definitely with a Flores as the last name.
I worked with Jake. I've had him on a show of mine that I produced. So I like, and I've worked with them, so I can't be like, you know, sitting here talking shit about him, you know what I mean? Because
I mean, of course,
I would say it to his face, this sort of thing, you know what I mean?
But this is what I'm gonna say. I think his dick tastes funny, nigga. Then I disrespect your friend.
No. But again, like I said, I'm a Legion of Skanks guy. I've been going to Skank Fest for the past 4 years. I actually helped out last year, gonna help out this year. So,
all right, that's right. I do remember that. Yeah,
you know, so Legion of Skanks for life, you know, and the Rebecca Trent.
All right, nigga. All right, you're not gonna get banned.
Fucking Christ.
Lord have mercy.
Legion of Skanks jumped off a cliff. Would you jump off a cliff?
Yes,
he's just trying to make sure he is not banned from Skankfest.
Oh. You're fine. You know, it's a Legion for a reason.
He's so nervous.
Yeah.
Lord, so Rebecca had to go through all that nonsense for Milo.
Yeah. And, this is good for her, though. Like, everybody, like, Ari Shaffir posted a thing that's going around, like, Facebook and Instagram about probably Twitter, too, but I'm not on there, about, you know, go support the Creek and all that. Yes. Like, it was just really
sweet.
Go buy
a taco.
Yeah, it was just real. Their tacos were really good.
Did people start boycotting?
I mean, it seems like they called the hounds off.
Really.
That's how like the Antifa does.
Who was going to boycott the guys who? That's the only club they could say.
They were like, let's go. Right. They were like, let's go disrupt that episode if it does go down. Like they were trying to call out like the.
But this is the only. For some of these guys, this is the only place they get spots. Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, now what?
Because the Creek is like.
Do they run the club or she run the club?
It's a safe haven for the LGBT community, you know, like Rebecca's.
No, it's
like,
not. It's a business. Why do people keep saying it's so many different.
I mean, like,
it is not that. It is not a fucking safe haven for anybody.
It's not a safe haven.
It's a company that pays taxes.
Yeah.
But that needs fucking revenue to stay in business.
It's definitely not like a Proud Boy thing, you know? It's definitely not like a conservative hangout.
This
so
is
this
such
Milo
inside
thing
baseball
kind
podcast
of a,
yeah,
talk.
So people were like accusing them of being Proud Boy because what happened?
Well,
Gavin,
that was last year.
But Gavin,
yeah, Gavin
also,
exactly.
Also on Race Wars before.
Stupid
another guy I worked with too.
No, because tell me this Race Wars, nigga. I would dig up Hitler. I told you this before. And put that nigga right in the Lindsay chair.
Another guy, I worked with him at Compound, man. I worked with Gavin at Compound.
Believe it.
Good dude. Again, you know, a guy that when you work with
he's
him.
He's okay, but yeah, Gavin, you know?
Gavin's
yeah.
a mess.
He says some crazy shit online.
He says crazy shit all the time.
Yeah.
He's an agitator.
Yeah, but all you got to do is not be agitated.
A lot of these people.
You're like this, you got no powers on me.
A lot of these people who say crazy shit online are so sweet and nice in person. Mm. So it's like if people just come face to face with each other, they like probably won't hate each other.
Yeah.
But it's just like everybody's, you know.
Everybody's angrier on social media.
Showing for sure. Their
and
true.
Not themselves.
Because there's no fear of getting punched in the face.
Yeah. As soon as you run up on somebody, they go like this.
You're not going to do that
man,
in person.
I'm a fan of yours. I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
So, you can unblock me now.
That's who buys. Like, that's who buys tickets to stuff is people you've blocked.
A lot of time, yeah.
I can't see the content online anymore.
That's
so.
How it is. Even Howard Stern. Most of the people who listen to Howard Stern was people who hated him.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. Like, you're really going to go out your way to listen
to
somebody.
But it's for the same reason, because they want to hear what he want to say next.
Right.
Same thing people who listen to him who love them. Mm. You just want to hear what he's going to say.
You
so you can get mad over it, or you can fucking laugh about it.
You only block the ones you love.
My mother wouldn't let me listen to Stern.
Your mother what?
She wouldn't let me listen to Stern when I was a kid. I used to have to like lower it really low in the morning to
and
listen
sneak
to that
it,
shit.
Huh?
Sneak that shit like.
And now how your life turned out, right? She was right.
You never had headphones. You never had headphones going.
She was right not to let you do it, but you did it, and now look at you.
I have to get ready for school. You can't be running around with headphones and like.
How old are you?
Me? Me? 36. How old are you?
Pascal's a young boy.
Who's 28?
28.
Young boy. Yeah. Young boy.
I know, but still, like, headphones were around.
You got a girlfriend now, Pascal?
No, I'm single.
Old, man.
What happened to the last one?
There he is.
Did she block you on Twitter, nigga?
No. We grew apart. That's basically.
Grew apart?
Yeah.
Like you grew into somebody else and she grew under somebody's cock?
Nah.
Break it down now.
Honestly, it just, it was financial. She couldn't keep up with me, so it's just
she was from EO, huh?
You
she
got me sugar mommy.
I
saw.
Like it was no, it's not that. It's
you
just like
pay for
I felt
Ubers?
No. Yeah. Ooh, like damn, it was a while back, but
It was just, I felt like I was putting a lot into it and I wasn't getting much back. So I was just like,
head.
Not even just head. It's just like the things that like I feel I wasn't getting the right level of support. She was just too caught up in herself. And it's just like,
Was she conceited?
What?
Was she a good looking girl?
She was good looking. She wasn't conceited. Actually, I kind of felt she wasn't confident enough for how good she looked, which kind of irritated me. It was just like, she was always down in the dumps, kind of, sort of. And it's just like,
bummer. She's a bummer.
Yeah,
girl's gonna be a fucking bummer.
Was she Haitian too, or
no? My mom always says, "That's your Miss Dean."
No.
What's your Miss Dean? American?
Yeah,
black. Your mother don't want you to date no Haitian girl, huh?
I don't want to date no Haitian. Girl. Well, no. I wouldn't say I don't want to date a Haitian girl.
You heard him? Racist against his
own race. Hold on. No. I caught myself. No.
You did.
It's not even a beauty thing. It's not even a beauty
thing. Yeah, it's not a beauty thing.
It's not a beauty thing. It's some of them are just like they. Not to be rude, but they think a little too highly of themselves. They haven't accomplished much, but they think it's just because, you know. Just because their parents raised them.
Hold on.
Just because their parents raised them a certain way,
right?
They tend to think that, like, they've done the things their parents done. Like, all right, their mother's a nurse.
They look
right?
down their nose at people.
Yeah, they look down their nose at
certain
people.
Even more than Jamaicans do it?
No, it's close.
I know, it's very close. The blacks that go like this.
It's a close thing.
And suck their teeth when you walk by. Yeah.
The sucker teeth thing is huge in both those two communities.
Because you know what I realized? A lot of Haitian girls will say they want this type of guy, and then when they find somebody who's successful enough for that, it's like, you know, going part like side for side with them. Like, they tend to go for the motherfucker that kind of needs them.
Right, so they want a mommy next, bro. They want to mother somebody, or they want somebody they can control. Right.
So you don't they want to be taken care of, but they don't know how to be taken care of.
I want to control emotionally, and I want them to support me financially.
That's witchcraft. I knew it was witches on that tour. That's called a spell.
You better have some bomb ass pussy, girl.
It's like
I got a tall vagina. I realized this recently. I'm like, it's tight, but it's tall.
You got a tall boy in there.
It can take a lot.
It's like an umbrella holder.
That's a gift.
It's one of those big bicycles.
That's right, it comes out wet, though.
It's not that big.
So you have a sister, though.
Yeah.
So your mother's really telling you not to date your sister.
Yeah, because my sister kind of has those qualities.
I knew it.
And it's kind of, it's, but the thing
like
is.
And your mama like this. You want to end up with a bitch like this?
No, but on the
You
want to
end up like a bitch like your sister?
Growing up, I tried to curb that behavior because I saw her doing the same thing. Like, she was a very bright young lady. Like, she had all these things.
Sister?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So like, she had all these things in her favor, but she like ancient niggas. So it's like, what's wrong with you?
She like old dudes?
Not even. They're probably like ancient.
She really has a type. Ancient aliens.
The Jersey.
Yeah. You fell down a flight of stairs of hip hop, nigga.
So like she has this attraction to these motherfuckers, and I used to tell her, I'm younger than her, and I used to tell her, this nigga ain't shit. Like, and she wouldn't.
And she'd be like, get out my room, Pascal.
Yeah, like she'd be like,
Pascal, get out my fucking room.
And I lived for every moment.
I want that cock, Pascal. I want it now.
Yeah, and then now, like, you know, it. And I see a lot of Haitian girls going through that same, like, and I'm just like, all right, I'll meet
but
you
listen,
maybe
that's
like
to be,
10
that's
years
play devil's advocate. You also were attracted to girls who you knew weren't right for you.
Not
you ain't got no perfect date in life.
No. I mean,
three nose mean like yes, goddamn it.
A fat ass is just.
Yeah. A fat ass gets you. That's your weakness.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes you with bitches who ain't have nothing but a fat ass.
Yeah.
And if your sister was like this,
I learned.
Don't fuck with her. You'd be like this, get the fuck out my room.
But the funny thing is, my sister was the one that's like, you know, you should settle down with her. You should have kids, all this extra shit. And I'm just like,
oh, she trying to make you the bad kid.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
She was trying. I mean, I was a bad student. But as we got older,
You're a bad student, and your parents let you what? See, they still
I'm
bought
a chemist
you shit?
Now, so I'm good.
Okay, but did they still buy you stuff when you was a bad student?
No.
And why were you bad? You weren't paying attention, or you was in there staring at scattered ass?
Well, here's the thing.
College.
Here's the thing. How'd I get to
FDU?
I mean,
it's good school.
Yeah, but that was high school. High school when I, all right, so I went to private school when I was young. I went to a Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school too.
Yeah.
Worst thing, shout out.
I hated everything about it, right?
Was it all boys?
No, it was co-ed.
That's how I had all boys.
Which is part of the problem. It was co-ed with, like, you know, girls from, like, East Orange.
You heard it.
No, hold on. No. I'll get into it. Because there's girls from East Orange. You know, girls from the hood. So
EO. He ain't ready for them EO girls. He's a W-O nigga.
So I'm telling you, when I tell you they used to roll their skirts up, so I'm getting distracted by, you know, I'm getting distracted by the girls. And I'm
saying
a teen.
The girls were too enticing
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, so it was like,
that's not why you were stupid. Plus,
I wasn't dumb. I just
you can't think with a heart on, huh, nigga?
No, I was talking about this today. If everybody jerked off in the morning,
I do every morning.
Day would be better. I, the world would be a better place.
I do it in the morning and in the afternoon when I'm on a subway and then when I'm. Nice guys. F train if you want to say it.
Nah, but it was just I hated private school. Other than the girls, it was no reason.
Now what? Where did you go to private? You went to junior high, elementary?
From elementary to 8th grade.
Okay, so that's just not getting laid years. No, yeah. So yeah. You hated that too, and you're going through puberty. You see a whole bunch of girls you can't get.
But what I hated about it, I'm like, are you just trying to sneak? But what I hated about it.
You knew who you wanted, nigga. You knew it was out of your reach.
Yeah.
But I was limited. Yeah. That's your legal right.
But I was limited.
You jerked up to everybody in that school.
So when I got to high school, it kind of stymied my growth. Like, you know, because you don't know. I'll explain, because you don't know.
Did it kind of buckwheat your growth?
I had scoliosis, but yes, I relate to the struggle.
Yeah, like, it wasn't until like junior, senior year where I was able to actually
get
games.
In your groove.
Yeah, yeah. So right. It's like, but freshman and sophomore year is the years that you can really explore with these girls, because they want to get it in too.
Right.
So
you feel like you missed out on something because these other girls were so hot and you, well,
my point is, I hated private school so much, just being there,
yeah.
that like my whole shit was out of whack.
Okay, it was just, okay. Was it the uniforms too? Do you have uniforms?
Yeah, I had uniforms.
You dork.
And then I had Haitian parents who didn't want to buy the uniforms, so my mom would just buy, like, you go to Kids Youth and buy the vest and stitch Our Lady of
School's name in the shit and put it on. So, like, I would hate school too, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm coming in with a vest my mother made. Yeah, holy shit.
I learned how to fight at an early age.
I had to wait because when spring came, the kids already had like the little polos and shit and the shorts. Yeah. I had to wait till like damn near May to get mine.
You had that creative one of a kind.
Yeah. That's
that foreign mom shit. Yeah, my mom pulls shit like that.
And she's still tall in her shit. And when the teachers be like, you know, you can't really wear this, she'd be like, why not? It says the same thing their uniform says.
And that's the most embarrassing conversation. You sitting in the hallway just crying.
It's way better.
I enjoyed it because it was the first time like she would go at the teachers. Because I hated those teachers, man.
Well, then did you start wearing your uniform with pride after that? Like, yeah, my mother made this.
Yeah.
For like, will they make yours? She'll love you, nigga.
For about a week and a half.
You ordering yours?
For about a week and a half till like they gathered all the material and it was just laid in my ass. I was just like, damn.
You can only have a week, nigga, to get it in.
So
with his pride over his mother's vest.
Yeah, but where did we start off from?
Your nerdness. Okay. You're not getting laid in Catholic school. And then
So when
you did get to high school, ninth grade, was it ninth?
Yeah, ninth grade to high school.
Public.
Yeah, it was public, yeah.
Because some private schools go longer than eighth. So, yeah, they do.
No, but because they make you take in the eighth grade, they make you take an exam to get into the private high schools.
And what happened with your test?
I deliberately failed it.
Deliberately failed it?
Yeah.
Test.
You deliberately.
Again.
Yeah, because
you failed that test.
But let me explain.
That's what you're telling
me? Let me explain.
Yeah, points on
myself. At that point, we were living in West Orange.
Right.
And growing up, my mom used to make me feel like public schools were like the worst thing in the world. If you went to public school, your life was over.
That's you ain't going to accomplish anything. Yeah.
So.
There's no God in it.
I don't know why.
They don't have no God in that school.
So my sister's 2 years older than me. So by the time,
trust me,
I was in eighth grade, she was already in high school. So I already knew what the high school life was.
Cause that shit was popping. Your sister was like this, blase blah. Every to the mall. I suck dick now. Whatever. You heard me.
Pascal's beating these guys off
for life.
Yo, chill.
I like that.
So
he was like, I want some of what she's having.
So she made it seem like it was lit. So I went to the parent teachers night and I saw the school. It's big as shit.
Right.
There's tons of parents there. So that means there's tons of kids. Oh my God.
Buttery, right?
Yes.
When you first stepped in there and it was just such a school.
I didn't even know.
And you're still a young boy, so they looking at you like a young boy.
Yeah, but I didn't even know what short shorts were.
Upskirting bitches.
I didn't even know the level of short shorts you're able to wear in public school. The right
under. This nigga's from the Caribbean.
Right? I know, but
oh my God.
It's Haiti. It's not the
poom
same.
Poom poom shot. Coochie cutter. They wear coochie cutter and poom poom.
I saw Adley.
Bata girl.
I remember this first chocolate girl. The first day of school, because it's September, so it's like, you know.
So that's your first day at public school.
First day at public school.
Okay.
I come down the stairs.
One second. Before the first day, the night before, did you lay your outfit out on the bed with the shoes under the feet?
Yeah. Okay, the whole night.
That's what we all did before school. Let me see the outfit on the bed.
Lit. My shit
put
was
the
lit.
Shoes under the, put the shoes under the pants legs. How you going to be doing it, nigga? The wallabies? You got wallabies? You going to be doing it.
I woke up before my alarm went off. I was feeling myself that day, right?
Go ahead.
So the first day, I come down the stairs, and I see this chocolate girl, thick thighs, in a fucking wagon. Just walking with
that's
these
a dumper. Just a turtle pond. Just a cutter.
It just looked like two midgets in the back of her pants, just like fucking wrestling.
And she was older girl, like older.
She was old. I don't know what grade she was in, but she was thick as shit, right? So I was just like, yep, this is.
Now you
this
by
is
yourself.
Me.
This is what.
This is the because the. Then you have to come to school earlier.
There we go.
Then the rest of the
Because I was wondering if your
students.
Sister had to take you in.
No.
I was like, hey, stupid. There's the gym. There's the bathroom. Leave me the fuck alone.
She didn't give a fuck about me. So I had to formulate my own way, figure out my own way.
Yeah, my sister used to tease the fuck out of me. I remember in junior high school because I was a freshman, and my other sister, she's like a senior or whatever. And all the freshmen, as the bell rung, we would run from class to class with our book bags. And they'd be like this. My sister was like this. Look, stupid. You got 5 minutes to get to your next class. Stop running around like a freshman. This is the first time we went on from class to class ourselves after elementary school.
Not me.
We were running like nerds. We got to make it to science.
I was soaking up everything.
Yeah, she grabbed me by my collar like this. Look, you're embarrassing the fuck out of me.
She was looking out, though. She was.
I was late as fuck all the time, and I was like, it's not my fault. This is a very big school, and they only give us 4 minutes to get across it. I just can't physically do it.
She was a problem from day one.
No, but by the time my sister graduated, they were calling her Pascal's sister. So that's
I don't buy that at all.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Now go ahead. Tell me about what you were supposed to say about the girl walking
in. So I saw her. Yeah, I was ever since then I fell in love with public school. I was just like this is what was meant for me because I got had too much.
It all took.
You have to get it out. You have to get all feelings out.
I was able because in private school, especially at those young ages, you're only around a certain amount of students per day.
Your world had to open up.
Yeah,
my world had to blossom into something bigger.
Damn near tripled.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
did you start masturbating more? Did you find that you it definitely increased tenfold, didn't it?
Yeah.
Both hands now. Yeah. Using both hands.
It didn't matter.
You didn't even know it worked like that.
I was ambidextrous.
This is like a Howard Stern interview right now, man.
Did you ever say that? But yeah, that's what, you know.
Yeah, it was
because your brain was racing.
It just
You ain't seen all this fucking potential before.
I was able to understand the type of person I was because of public school.
A filthy animal.
Yeah.
filthy animal.
With a lot of, I feel like I have a lot of personality. I felt like I had too
you
much
do?
Personality for that school.
Okay.
So it was like.
Well, how was it? Half black, half white? How was school?
It was everything. Asian, black,
Indian. Who was the majority?
Damn, that's tough to say, honestly. It was a little bit of everything. Mm. It was literally a little bit of everything. That's what I loved about school.
And this was in WL?
West Orange, yeah. And it's a big town because we had down the hill where it's us, you know, Spanish, black, all those people. And then you got up the hill where it's where the Jews live and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know if Jews is the
Watch
right term.
It.
No, we
I mean, all my neighbors are Jewish, so it's fine. I mean, I guess.
You're lucky Kurt's
Well, it's fine until they get y'all out of there.
Well, they tried.
They're going to get y'all out of there.
They've been trying. Yeah, 18 years in. 18 years in.
Your father, will not sell.
They tried.
No.
We'll get there.
I get a business card every week.
Yeah, they'll get
I'm not selling it.
Well, I probably will. So the school had everybody
you'll come
in
around.
It. Did any race stuff ever kick off?
Not really.
Come on.
There was one out of pocket white boy, but he got corrected quick.
By who?
Whoa.
Everybody.
But they jumped them?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Who jumped them? Boys, girls?
It was girls Skirt. Used to spit on him. Like, guys.
Well, who's really
to...
the problem here, then?
What do you mean by. what do you mean by.
Out of... I'm trying to side with this motherfucker.
What do you mean by. Can I get clarification on out of pocket white boy?
Well,
what does
he said,
that mean?
He said the N word.
You're a good there example.
And in a school like that, it spread quickly, and everybody who wasn't white.
Say no more.
But did he say the N word? Let's. Did he say the N-word? Like,
he said it in malice. He said it with
malice.
There we go.
There we go.
Say no more.
Because everybody was saying N-word, nigga. That's not.
No, not even. No.
Rapping it?
That crosses the line, well, for sure.
Not one white person ever rapped that shit
not
in your school?
Me.
Not around you, but you probably heard somebody say it.
Rapping's
say
a different
somebody,
story.
But it's a different thing.
I won't do it now.
Did he leave the school? So did he leave the school?
Huh?
Did that kid leave the
school? He ain't leave the school.
He just stayed there
he's
and got
a white boy. What do you think he's gonna? He gonna leave his territory.
He dug in deep.
So
and his friends had his back. And then like it was just.
Did you go
ugly.
To the prom, Pascal?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, you went black girl.
Yep.
He never dated a white girl.
But he could have still fucking said,
his
"Hey,
whole prom party was."
I'm the valedictorian.
Yeah, well, you there you go.
I'm not racist towards white people. Well.
Yes. No, okay, man.
We deserve it. We deserve it.
Yes. Okay. We're right here.
Let it out. Let it out, dude. It's okay.
Nah, just, you know, it's just white girls don't like me. I don't know what it is.
That's not true. That's not true.
No, they don't care for you.
Like there's a whole type of white.
They said they don't care for you. That's their right, Pascal. They don't. You're not
you're
their
blackballed.
You want one so bad, don't you? Because if you want to, I know you want to taste every fruit.
Yeah,
man. Why not taste from every nectar?
They seem like a very fun time.
They could be.
I saw his eyes. You take that back.
Okay.
You live with them for a little while, you take that back.
They just like everybody else, man. They just like every other girl.
I'm trying to live with them.
Annoying after a certain amount of time.
They'll try to live with you, trust me.
Everybody's face starts to look stupid.
That might be a title.
You give them a title.
That could be.
But yeah, so you in New York now, though, huh?
No. Still in Jersey. Still in Jersey.
Okay, so you still live over there.
Yeah.
You live at your parents' house?
I live with my mom's now, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of here. Nigga. If you want to mix it up with the girls, you got to get out of there.
The thing is, me and my mom are on separate schedules. She works at night. I work during the day, so it never fucks up.
Still,
my
you got to get out
but
of there.
But she can tell when a white girl been over her house. She can smell it.
Yep. I mean,
no,
she smells. Who opened a mayonnaise in here? Who been going through my man?
I cannot hold on to mayonnaise. Like, I burn through mayonnaise.
Do you really?
Yes, I'm always buying mayonnaise. Like, if I'm going shopping,
I've been doing
I know I just need to restock on mayonnaise. I'm always plowing
I know,
through
you're
mayonnaise.
Joking. You're
you know.
No, I'm not.
Serious.
I'm dead serious. I get that.
How do you go
agree.
Through a jar of
it's
mayonnaise?
Not a jar.
You don't know white people at all, do you?
Squirt?
I get the smaller squeezy tubes.
Squirt,
yeah. I don't go through entire.
And she's heavy on a squirt.
Wait, time out.
I'm heavy on the squirt. I like a tuna salad with little mayonnaise. I like a deviled egg.
Love a deviled
who makes
egg.
A devil?
Devils love devils.
I put mayo on salmon. And my black friend's
salmon.
Yelling.
Yes, I've done the same thing.
Jasmine's like,
mayo
you fucking,
on salmon?
You do?
On salmon on deviled
on,
egg?
I put
yes.
on a.
No, I
oh,
said
she puts mayo
on
the
salmon.
Sure.
Cook a filet of salmon with mayo.
Okay,
like a salmon
crab
cake. Okay,
salmon cake.
If you're cooking it through, it's fine. It's just egg and oil. That's what mayo
exactly.
is.
Veggie burgers with a little mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga,
come on.
Carl blew my mind when
on.
He made
hot
homemade
mayonnaise.
Carl everything. Made homemade mayo. I was like, oh. Yes. What? He's just like, egg, oil, stir. There you go, stupid.
That's it. Yeah.
Let me ask
I
you.
Do
you guys,
and I was like, oh, that's the
do you guys fuck with chopped cheese?
Food.
Chopped cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
They put the mayonnaise and the ketchup on there at the same time.
I don't like it with the ketchup. I always tell them to
chopped cheese is just chopped up beef, usually.
It's like a chopped
it's kind of like a loose
Philly
meat sandwich from Roseanne.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
The loose meat.
They usually come out of like Arab deli, you know, 24-hour joint.
Yeah, you can get it from the deli.
Yeah,
or the Dominican
it's
one.
A big New York sandwich.
Yeah.
Afterwards, wow, you right. sink like a stone.
You really, you've never had one?
Yeah, it's good.
Chopped
after
cheese smoke. Sandwich.
It's like a cheeseburger. Like, and like cheese. And
but
like,
it's chopped up.
It's like ground it's meat, kind of
yeah.
like yeah, a sloppy
yeah, it's like a Philly
dough.
Cheesesteak, but instead of using the sliced meat, they use hamburger meat. And it's just good for late night drunk food for sure.
It's the best.
I can't believe I haven't had this. What the fuck?
You surely might.
We'll get you one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Philly cheesesteak, but
sure.
it's like Philly it doesn't beat his wife meal. Like yeah. a Philly cheesesteak would. It beats his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Less trumpet.
Wow.
Oh, man. Same category, different flavors. All right, we gotta start wrapping it up, I guess.
Where the
yeah.
fuck did Lindsay go? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
She had the tanks.
She went to go have an abortion, I think.
Yeah.
Well, in the bathtub.
I
that's
love
right.
Her.
It's like a white prom. It's like that's our
no,
restroom,
right,
ladies, mm-hmm. not a delivery room.
White chicks will let it shoot it out the toilet, or they'll plug it up for like 5 years in a row. You see that sort of shit where they'll put the
what?
Like the contraceptive where you could put it inside.
Oh,
yourself
the IUD.
IUD, yeah.
Plug it up for 5 years. Who teaches you?
No, I had
where do you get your internet? All boys
high school.
Plug it up for 5 years. Have you met a woman?
As a matter of fact, no, I had.
Did you come out of one? It doesn't work that way.
I had a chick say to me a couple months. She's like, "Oh my god, I just had my first period in 5 years."
Right. It doesn't plug it up, so you just don't get your period.
You don't say some sort of shit.
Yeah, don't plug it up. Plug it up is like a drain.
Plug it up.
Like once you pull the plug out, it's just all blood comes out. You think?
Yeah.
I deal with a lot of.
Not science.
What is your head full of?
Plug up that swamp.
What is in there?
LSD. Mostly.
It's a Capri
really?
Sun head.
Oh, you're burnt. Oh, you're
I'm
burnt.
A burnout.
He's burnt.
She's got it. Oh, nailed it.
Let's do pluggies.
Oh, yep. Man.
As always.
Oh, yeah, let's do some plugs.
You can find me on Twitter, where I don't tweet, Karen Kardashian.
There you
K-E-R-E-N.
Go.
And on Insta, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis. Get at me.
Boom. Pascal, thanks for coming too, man. Thanks for listening to the show. One, you want to plug anything? Your Instagram? Anything?
My IG, Pascal the Great. That's Pascal.
All right, I want that change right away. You sure you ain't a Leo, nigga?
And also, and also,
so Haitian girls with they're conceited.
And also, listen to Defeat the Norm podcast.
Okay, what is it?
Defeat the Norm podcast.
Oh, Defeat the Norm.
Yeah, it's just ratchetry. A whole bunch of niggas talking shit. It's fun. It's fun. Ratchetry.
Lindsay took my water. She take all the waters in here. All right, go ahead.
Thirsty.
Do your pluggy plugs.
So thirsty.
Yes, she is.
Follow me at Lindsay Jennings with a Z at the end. I'll be on tour with Suicide Girls. Get tickets on blackheartburlesque.com.
Yeah, you guys had fun?
I'm Stevie Lou Comedy.
There we go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Stevie Lou Comedy. You can check me out over at Ivy House Studio for 420 friendly comedy shows. Next one's June 12th.
Is there such a thing as a 420 unfriendly comedy show?
You could smoke weed in the venue.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's weed friendly.
It's in a different spot, though. So check it out, Ivy House Studio on Instagram.
Especially if you're the police, make sure you're there.
And then if you're.
I know, right? I'm like, wait, is that legal?
And then if you're going to a show at the Stellar to go see Sherrod, you can stop by the Grizzly Parrot Comedy Club, too, afterwards and come check out a late night show, have a drink. I'm always over at the Grizzly Parrot Comedy Club.
Boom. You had fun, Steve-O?
Absolutely, man.
It's good times over here, man. It's a good show. I'm doing an hour again June 15th and June 29th at the Comedy Cellar. Saturday, June 15th and Saturday, June 29th. Get your tickets now, comedycellar.com. Then we got another show. I can't remember. Oh, fuck. Okay, but then we're doing Race Wars live in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the big news.
Yeah.
That's big news, Matt. We got to get you a plane ticket, Matt. We going.
I'm coming.
August 26th. Say that again. August 26th to September 1st, live Race Wars in Vegas.
Vegas.
We're in Kurt Metzger. We're going to be performing at the Comedy Cellar. Yeah, I had to book Kurt, too. We're doing the Comedy Cellar that whole week. So we have like 14 shows, and we do a few episodes of the podcast. So that's August 26th to September 1st. ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Yeah. I got to take Kurt out on a boat or something. Karen, you coming?
All right.
Awesome.
We got to get you a room. I'm going to get you a pull-out mattress in my room. But the things you see me do to whores in there, it's going to be unspeakable.
Sure.
Me and my dad are really, really tight.
Unspeakable. When I say hold the legs, hold the legs.
Oh my God.
Race Wars, love you. Peace. Yeah.